With rising rates of non-communicable diseases like diabetes and hypertension, and with the increased instances of childhood obesity in the Americas, the Improving Household Nutrition Security and Public Health in CARICOM, or Food and Nutrition FAN project, was started. Funded by the International Development Research Center in 2018, the FAN project focuses on investigating and influencing national food systems to help to combat obesity and diet-related NCDs in CARICOM. Through stakeholder interaction, extensive research, and the creation of several wide-ranging interventions, the project seeks to identify and intervene at key leverage points in the regional food system to improve healthy eating and to promote sustainable livelihoods of vulnerable groups in Jamaica, St. Kitts and Nevis, and in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. One of the persons involved in the project is Professor Alafia Samuel, who explained how the project originated.
So the FAN project really came out of that evaluation of the heads of government declaration on chronic diseases. So after we did the evaluation, the Canadian International Development Research Center, which funded that evaluation, came back and said to us, well, you know, you identified problems with implementation. So let's do another project where you can actually do something about these problems you saw with implementation. So for example, when we did the evaluation, we felt the evidence was that the main weaknesses in the countries had to do with schools, diet, and communication. Those are the three areas that we were weakest at. So the new project is to address a number of things, but definitely including schools, diet, and communications. And so what we did is that we tried to look in communities, in schools, and also looking at sort of the policy environment.
Professor Samuel also explained the importance of interventions such as policies which govern issues relating to the labeling of foods.
So when I say policy environment, what do I mean? You know, recently there has been a big debate around graphic front of package labelers.
Right.
So we are all, the health sector and our supporters are saying people have the right to know what's in their food in an easy way, right on the front of the package, so you can see what kind of food you're eating. That's what I mean by policy. Because if that becomes a law, then it really affects everybody in the country, because then everybody will see these labels on the packages, and which would help them to make their decisions. So those kinds of interventions really make a big impact. It's like, you know, you have a policy that says children must be immunized with measles before they go to school.
Right.
So then that covers sort of everybody type of thing.
And Professor Samuel outlined the work being done in St. Vincent and the Grenadines in relation to the FAN project.
So the project started about 3 years ago, and the first 2 years we did a lot of research. And we even had some meetings, some stakeholder meetings in St. Vincent, where we brought all the different stakeholders together. I remember the permanent secretary from the Minister of Health came to that meeting, the chief medical officer, and you had agricultural partners, some organic farmers, and other people from other ministries, agriculture, health, and so on. So we had a big meeting which we shared our research findings. Professor Fitzroy Henry from the University of Technology has been working with partners in St. Vincent, looking at the nutrient profile of some of the foods that you have. We looked at some of the prices of foods. So we did comparison of like a given basket in different locations in the country.
That was Professor Alafia Samuels. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.